Hey everybody, it is Tuesday, October 4th. My name is Will. I'll be running through today's morning brief. A look at the performance from yesterday. Great start to the month of October, pretty much across the board. Crude oil even got a nice bounce. Dow positive, Russell 2000, two leaders on the equity side in the domestic markets. Dollar pulled back a bit as well. So overall, solid start to the month of October. A lot of the major indices were up over 2% yesterday, and futures at the time of this recording are also positive. So looking like we may get a bit of a continuation rally. Looking at some of the charts from yesterday, beginning with the Russell 2000, keeping an eye on small caps as we do. Still looking to hold 1660 as it held yesterday at that support level. Looking for a reversal back up into X's, which would occur at 1720, back to a buy signal at 1740. That could be a level to watch, especially on the downside. Keep an eye on 1660, see if we can hold support there for the Russell 2000. Looking at the NASDAQ composite. Yesterday, no reversal like the Russell 2000, but we are holding support at around 10,650. That was your low from June of this year. This is looking at the 150 point chart. So if you looked at a lower scale, it's going to be more sensitive and you would see some violations of those previous support levels in June, but looking at a longer term scale, these are the levels that we're monitoring here, or at least I'm monitoring. So 10,650, looking like we may hold there. Reversal back up into X's will come at 11,001 for the NASDAQ composite. As I led with today, good start for the first trading day in October. Historically, October has had a love-hate relationship for investors. You've seen a lot of pretty notable bear markets end in October. If you're on Twitter or any financial media, you've heard a lot of people talking about those lately. But also October is tainted with some pretty severe drawdowns. We put this in a report from September 23rd of 22. So if you want some seasonality commentary on October, there's some good images in here as well. This is the return stream for October. So you see the years that you've had plenty double-digit losses as well as double-digit gains for the month. But more often than not, October is positive. This is the distribution of returns based off performance brackets for the month of October. Your most often occurrence that we've seen has been that 2.5% to 5% gain for the month. By no means is that a guarantee or is that something that we expect to happen in every October. But here's the return distribution. It does skew to the right. So October, more often than not, has been positive. And more specifically for the trading days, the first 4 days of the month and the last 4 days of the month are typically the best month, or excuse me, the best days for the month. First day certainly living up to that expectation, and second day of October also living up to this historical precedent. Again, being first 4 days typically are strong, last 4 days typically strong. In terms of explanatory or explanation for why this is the case, we're not going to try to get into that right now or try to explain it away. But here are the numbers, and here's the seasonality tailwind that maybe a lot of people were expecting. So we'll see if that can be continued. As far as indicator movement, yesterday, surprisingly, not a ton, not a lot of reversals moving higher, apart from some weekly distribution readings that are just coming out of extremely oversold territory. A couple, though, that I did want to highlight: the 10-week for the New York Stock Exchange reversed up into X's to 12%. So it hit 6%, which was its lowest level since the March 2020 bottom environment, reversed up in X at 12%. Again, the 10 weeks measuring the percentage of stocks in the New York Stock Exchange above their 50-day slash 10-week moving average. So seeing that reverse up out of low field position is a good sign, maybe for a bit of a continuation of a market recovery. The 30-week for the S&P 500. So instead of the 10-week, we're looking at the 30-week. So instead of the 50-day, we're looking at the 150-day. So what percentage of S&P 500 stocks are above their 150-day moving average? This also reversed up into X's yesterday, up to 16% after matching its lowest level of the year at 10%. So we are seeing some of those near-term moving average-based indicators start to perk their heads up at a low field position. Those are some good signs to see that kind of some breadth and expansion of demand is returning to the market. A larger indicator swing that we saw yesterday is on our Dolly page. So under asset allocation, you got Dolly and group scores, two of the macro views that we see. Dolly being that heat map, the relative strength heat map. Commodities regained the top spot over cash. And if you remember, this just recently flipped within about a week ago. So you're seeing a lot of volatility on a macro asset class level. Commodities swinging back to the top of Dolly. For those utilizing a Dolly strategy, We've put commentary and research around this before. Don't feel like you need to take every single macro asset class single every single day. We do want to remain objective and systematic and following your process, but that doesn't mean every single day you get an asset class change. You need to shift your portfolio 20 or 30% allocation. If you do a month-end evaluation, continue to do kind of your month-end evaluation. Typically, that's an opportune setup that we've seen. So, and then keep in mind those bigger trends in the markets, check at month end or having some check of maybe it's bi-weekly for you, whatever your process is, kind of sticking to that process amidst the volatility. If it's a persistent trend worth being a part of, it's probably going to be there at the end of 2 weeks or at the end of a month. Elsewhere, individual stock comment today that I'm going to depart with is going to be Poshmark. They're actually getting acquired by Naver, which is a South Korean e-commerce company. Previously, the stock was looking pretty good, re-entered a positive trend. They're going to acquire it, I believe, at $17.90 or near $18, well above the top of its trading band. But a notable stock, a notable kind of household name, Poshmark, getting acquired, found that notable news this morning, especially kind of some of those technicals leading something maybe in the works. But again, acquisition coming today, we will have an alert coming on this chart, hopefully in the next day or two to alert you of such. That's all I had by way of analysis and commentary this morning. Thanks for your time, and I'll be with you tomorrow morning.